888-663-6386, email patrick@1radionetwork.com. This is from Lynn, who helps out doing notes. When 98.6, she says, was established as the normal body temperature, they were using thermometers that were a bit inaccurate. Researchers today say 98.2 as measured on today's thermometers is really the normal temperature. See, so they're already going down, what, 4 degrees, huh, Lynn? Ah, interesting. Yeah, I that's interesting. I never heard that before. So already 4 degrees, is that correct? 4 degrees lower is normal. But see, I don't even know what normal is. I think normal is whatever you are, and if you feel fine, and I wouldn't go any further than that. That's funny. 98.2, so that's 4 degrees. Yeah, 0.4 degrees, right? 0.4 degrees. Interesting. Yeah, there sure is a difference, too, between the temperature in your mouth, in your bum, and in your under your arm. And I know when babies are little, they always put it in the rectum, right? I mean, baby's not going to hold it in the mouth. And I think in the bum, it's about 1 degree warmer than what the actual temperature is. That's been my experience playing around with this. So isn't that interesting? So all the moms who've been putting the little thermometer in the baby's butt, you just put it in there for a little bit, it's very slip it right in there, that maybe they were reading 1 degree more than what it really is and getting all, you know, all concerned because they were at 101 and really maybe they're only at 100 or 99. So nothing is as it seems on planet Earth. It's just another reason why our job here, in my opinion, as soul, is to become more and more aware of what is, and not what we read, not what we think, not what we hear, but as soul to look and see what really is. Not believe, well, dreams are this, okay? But look and see for yourself. Takes a little doing if you're interested. If not, you just go this lifetime and you just believe, and then you die and leave your body and go somewhere else, and then beliefs again and keep. So what I'm saying is here, in my opinion, soul's destiny, you and I, our destiny is to become totally aware of everything, total awareness of everything, which would also be called God awareness. So we know, we see everything exactly how it is and how it isn't. You might think, well, that's impossible. I'm not God. Well, we are particles of God. But that's, in my opinion, why we incarnated. Because in some essence, you know, we are God. We are godlike. We are made in the image of God. And what else, what other reason would we have to even exist except to know who we really are? I mean, why else would we be here? Why else would we even be exist except to go back home and maybe then to, not to dissolve into God, but to help other souls know the same thing and whatever it is, having kids, teaching a kid, and we go through. It's so fascinating to me. For me, if I wouldn't understand and see the big picture, the whole thing would just be a monotonous, you know, joke. It's like, what are we doing here? You can see why people, it's so funny. I mean, you can see why people hold on a second here. I'm just sitting here thinking I'm being brilliant and just blabbing, but I'll get to you. You can see how people just generally get to a point in their life and they don't care deep down, right? They just don't care. And I get that because it's just this ad nauseum day after day, and what's the point? I mean, it's just silly, it's stupid. You know, I eat and I poop and I go to work and whatever. It's just nonsense, right? And you can really see how people slowly kill themselves with bad food, bad drink, bad habits, drugs, get so hooked on opioids or whatever they do, or get, you know, just get hooked on sex, like you've been reading about in Hollywood and stuff. And you can see why it happens, because people are just, wow, they're just confused. And because there's no spiritual depth there at all. And I'm not criticizing, but I'm just saying that it's available to all souls who really want to say, okay, well, what's up? What am I doing here? Why do I keep reincarnating here? And am I going to get off the wheel, get off the hamster wheel? That's the bomb. That's where, and that's possible if you want to look at that. Let's go to the phone. Good morning.
Hi, Patrick. This is John.
Hello, John. Are you on the hamster wheel?
I'm on the hamster wheel.
You are? Okay. Oh, well, good. Well, we all are, John, but our job is to get off.
Exactly right.
Yeah, his job is to
get off. We have to learn enough lessons to get off the hamster wheel.
That's right. Learn all the lessons, and then we get to jump off and say, whoops, jump off.
In the meantime, we'll just have a good time on the hamster wheel.
That's right. You might as well have fun. You know, you might as well have fun. Might as well have fun on the hamster wheel. I'm with you, kid. Yeah, I'm just not interested in not having a good time, I'll tell you that. I mean, Earth is pretty strange, you know. You might as well have fun here. Oh, God.
Yeah, so, I just want to comment on your listener who has the eczema issue. Reiterate again, that book is really, I think it's really helpful, the Healing Psoriasis book by John Pagano. So I think that would really help your listener.
You think John got an idea of what's going on?
Yeah, well, in the book they mention about many different things. One is cleaning up the diet to avoid a lot of the things that may cause a skin issue. You know, so this includes fried foods or white flour, a lot of the inflammatory things, or having like too many pizzas type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a second point was detoxification. So just being hydrated and being able to detoxify the body. And then the third thing is he recommends some herbal teas to help alleviate the condition. So this includes the American saffron tea and the slippery elm.
Slippery elm.
Which helps to coat the intestines. You know, it kind of soothes the intestines.
Oh,
because
yeah.
what his main point is that a lot of the skin issue is actually something internal. So something that's an issue with the gut can cause an outbreak of these skin issues. So by healing the gut and the stomach areas, that can really help the condition.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? We keep hearing everything goes back to the gut, and it makes sense.
Exactly right. But I think it takes some time for it to work.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
It takes some time for it to work. It's not immediate. It's not going to be a couple of days. So you have to really stick with the diet. Like, you have to have the discipline and the fortitude to stick with the program and the diet for a period of time. So let's say for a few months. But in the meantime, if the itching gets too bad and you want to apply some ointment to it, I recommend this Chinese ointment from Amazon called Yiganerjing.
Yeah, we talked about it. Did you not hear?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Yeah,
so
looks great. Yeah.
So I was reading a lot of forums and people really recommended it. So I checked it out on Amazon and I ordered a couple of tubes and used it. And it actually really helped, because the whole point is when you're having the skin condition, you don't want to scratch it or damage it. Otherwise, it's going to get infected and it's going to get much worse than the original condition. So if you want to just alleviate the itching and the suffering from the itching of the skin and the inflammation, you can put that ointment on. This is maybe just a temporary thing while you're working on the internal issue, as specified in the book. But if you want some relief from from all that itching, you can apply that ointment. And it's only like $8.
Yeah, I know, I saw it. And
so it's you know, very affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll put a link on the show page if people want to try it.
Yeah, yeah, and I think the listener can also read a lot of the reviews on Amazon about how that ointment has helped them. So, I mean, it's not a cure-all for anything, but it does offer some relief from the itching.
But you felt you could feel it when you put it on there.
Yeah, I used it myself. I didn't have any adverse reaction. I had some positive reaction from positive. I think it really helped me.
What's with those ingredients? Have you ever heard of those? You're Chinese.
I've never heard.
Man, you're Chinese,
I've never
dude. How come you don't know that stuff?
Chinese herbs. I think they're just Chinese herbs and Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think there's some Vaseline in it. So it's not completely all organic or natural, but I think it should be pretty safe to use.
Yeah, it looks like it, John. It says 4 different herbs, obviously Chinese herbs that you can't pronounce.
Yeah, Chinese herbs.
White Vaseline, that sounds pretty cool. Mentholium, some kind of menthol, and purified water. I mean, it looks clean.
I think it looks clean, right. I mean, it's not going to, if you use it itself, I don't think it's going to solve.
Sure, of course.
Because it's more of an something you may need some detoxification on an internal level. But I think as a topical to use in the meantime while you're healing, I think it should be a helpful tool.
Yeah, $8. Well, I mean, what's not to like about that? Yeah.
Very, very affordable.
Right.
You know, because I did go to the dermatologist and, you know, I had all of these tests done. And then, they did a biopsy and all this stuff.
Oh,
and
God.
It's just, I mean, the cost was really, really getting up there. And it really didn't help.
Nah.
And they actually recommended to use some, the steroid creams and also oral steroids, and I didn't take any of that stuff.
Yeah, that's
you know, so yes. I was looking, so based on, what I found, what I learned from the doctor, and I'm not going to do that, I had to really find some alternative solutions. And, I started researching, on Amazon, reading a lot of books, and then reading forums, and then just try to find things that can help the condition.
Mm-hmm. So you're not going to go back to the dermatologist?
No. I don't think so. I think that the dermatologist was good because going there, I just wanted to find out what it is. Like, let's say if they were able to find out what the condition is, then I can use that as a base to do some more research about what it actually is, because sometimes when you go there, they have a lot more, they have some diagnostic tools that as a layperson I may not have. So I just want to cover all the bases, just to see what they have to offer. And then if their solution wasn't what you're looking for, then you can go from there and then to start your research. So it is good to get a check from them to get their assessment of what they think it is.
I wonder. I wonder. Have you considered really, really ponying up on a whole bunch of probiotics, different kinds? I don't. I just intuitively think that might really help a skin stuff. Do you think?
I think that also helps as well. So I've also started using started making some yogurts to get some good probiotics, and I ordered some probiotics from Amazon. And what I actually did was I went to your archives and I downloaded all the shows about fermentation.
Oh.
So essentially, what it is you can buy these probiotics from you can order it online on Amazon, but you get it in a powder form. But it's not really active because it really needs the medium for which to grow. So as Ken Rolla discussed, as many of your other guests discussed, all of those microorganisms really come alive when you put it in a medium where it allows them to grow. So this is by fermenting vegetables or fermenting sugar or fruits or, even the EM, the expectant microorganism. When you put the probiotics in there, it allows the probiotic to be in a natural environment for it to proliferate and grow. So it becomes a lot more powerful.
So
I've been playing around a little bit with fermented fruits and vegetables.
So for Doodle, I can put some probiotics maybe in just some raw goat's milk or raw cream and set it on the counter. Just let it cook for a day or two, and then give them that.
I think it depends on the type of bacteria that you're working with, because some really like the sugar. So some, I think, you need to,
sugar in milk.
Let's say for the EM that Canrola was talking about, you really have to use the molasses. So he has a formula on his website where you mix the EM solution with the blackstrap molasses in a certain ratio, and you just allow it to ferment for a period of time. And then once it ferments, it becomes activated, and then you can leave it out for Doodle and see if she
eats it.
Like, you don't want to force anything on her, but you can just leave it out, and you know, if she feels that it's right for her, she'll take that. And then for other organisms, you can do the fermented, dairy. So like you can make your own yogurts by just taking some active cultures. You can order these active cultures, or you can just buy some yogurt as a starter, and then you leave it with the milk for a period of time at a certain temperature range. I think it likes about 95 to 110 or so, and you leave that for about 8 hours for it to ferment, and you know that would give you the best result. But if you use raw milk, it sometimes may not work. You may get some variable results, and the reason is that there are already bacteria in the raw milk because it hasn't been pasteurized, so it may compete with the bacteria that creates the yogurt. So that's the only issue.
And you can. Yeah. I know people that put the raw milk on the counter and just let that go and use those probies too.
I think that would work, but you may get a variable result, you know, in terms of consistency. Like sometimes it gets liquidy, it's too liquidy, so it's not as tasty as a yogurt, or it may turn into cheese, you know, if you ferment it too much.
Yeah.
So by so people who have done it, they actually have a best practice saying, okay, I'm going to do it for 8 hours under a certain temperature condition, let's say from 95 degrees to 115 degrees. And the easiest way to do it is just use a yogurt maker that you can order on Amazon, or you can leave it in your oven with a light on. So that keeps it in a temperature range that's slightly higher than the human body temperature range, and that seems to be a good range for making yogurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah. And also another thing that your listener may try is Pied Elijing. I think it should really help, because it's not, you know, a skin condition may not be just the skin, it may be some underlying condition. So if you through the slapping and then the shock comes out, you may actually address some other issues that you may not be
aware
of. Yeah, right? So you've done it, right? Because I actually, after our conversation last week, I actually got the book from Amazon and I read the book. And I think it goes into more details about why it works.
Yeah, and how it works, with the Sha and all that stuff.
Yeah, and how it works. So I think it should be very helpful. It doesn't hurt to try it, but you do need to have some discipline, because it's hard to slap yourself. Sometimes, especially if you have some underlying condition, it does tend to hurt, because you're slapping your inner arm, and then you see these red spots. I think you get a little bit concerned and afraid that you're gonna break some vessels or whatever. But it's actually good that the Sha is coming out.
Yeah, just let it keep on slapping. I did that when I first did it on the inside of my elbow. And man, all this little red thing come up. And it was, I did it on the right side. So I think that's the heart, isn't it? The right elbow? The heart?
Yeah, right.
So I did that, man. Or at the left, I don't know. And man, these little red things.
The reason that you slap those universal areas, the inner elbows and the knees, is because a lot of the meridians actually actually travel to that point. So you're actually hitting a lot of the meridians at the same time.
Oh, not necessarily the heart. It's not necessarily
the heart. Mm-hmm. So it could be a lot of meridians, kind of it's like a central hub where a lot of meridians meet. So as you're stimulating that point, you're actually stimulating the circulation of all of those different meridians. So in that case, you're actually dealing with, it's the most effective point because you're slapping one area that's affecting all of these different meridians.
On both sides.
On both sides, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you going to get yourself one of those benches and start stretching, doing the leg thing?
So the book was saying that initially you can start stretching using a wall, but eventually you probably want to use the Lygen bench because you want to put your body in the correct position to get the maximum benefit of it. But I think that even with using the wall, I'm experiencing a lot of pain, so I think I have a lot of blockages, so I have to.
Oh yeah, keep at it. It'll loosen up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's cool about when you're doing yourself is you can gauge and control how much pain you're willing to deal with.
Oh yes, and also what he mentioned is that if you're slapping yourself, you're also stimulating the meridians in the hand, right? Because if you're slapping with your hand, it's not just the elbow that's stimulated, but all of the points on the hand is actually stimulated at the same time.
Right. Yeah. Good job.
You know, so it's actually, you get a double benefit. And also, like some people feel that, they have some issue that they want to solve, but then they said, I have a short shoulder as well. And as they're slapping, because they're moving their shoulder so much, they actually feel their shoulder as well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of definitely different benefits by doing it on your own.
Yeah. When I do it, John, I'm on this little bench, like an exercise bench, and I have this I have this great place to do it. It's just a little small 8-inch wide pillars are going up to hold up my canopy on the stove. And, like my perfect paralleling bench, and then the other leg can go way down low. It's really cool. And so what I do, then I have these little 2 and 3 and 4 pound weights, and you can put in one in each hand, and then you stretch out like all the way to your side, like I'm doing it now. And oh man, you can feel stuff going on in your shoulders to loosen that shoulder up like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's good. It's really cool.
It's really good.
I'm gonna improve my golf game, man. I'm going to be more flexible, man. I hit that ball 20 yards further.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
I know.
And what's amazing is that when you first started, I was actually a little bit afraid. That's why I didn't do it in the beginning when you first talked about it. Because, like, slapping yourself,
that's crazy.
Usually you have to have enough discipline and strength to actually go through that initial pain. But once you're used to it, it gets a lot better over time.
And also
the stretching, because I think I have a lot of blockages when I put myself in that position. I can't quite do it in the correct form, where you put your leg up at a 90-degree angle and your other leg is down on the floor.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to put a weight on it, on the other leg, to keep it down. And I find that position extremely painful, I think, which means that I have a lot of blockages in my body.
It'll loosen up. It'll loosen up.
Exactly.
Oh, it will. You can go down further and further. It's pretty trippy how the body wants to get flexible.
Yeah. And so after a while of doing it, have you felt that you improve have you increased your flexibility?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. More so than yoga has ever done. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Right.
Yeah. More so. And I showed I showed the exercise to my body work guy, who's really in tune, John, with the body. And he said that was an excellent, excellent thing to do. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Right. And do you do that every day?
No, I did for a while. I did for months. Now it's just 2-3 times a week.
2 or 3 times a week, okay.
But, you know, I think that I don't think you can do it too much. I mean, you could, you know, if you have the discipline, you could do it every night for 20 minutes on each side if you have that kind of discipline. And I know it would be good for us.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Just how much you want to do, you know, how much you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and also in the book, like, he also has 3 other exercises. Actually, there's a lot of different exercises for the Lijin stretching, that foot position. That's only 1 of 8 positions. You know, he also recommends the other Lijin positions to stretch out the other meridian.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to get that book because I don't remember. Where did you get the book? I remember I used to have it. I printed it out. Is it online or where?
It's online. If you search on Amazon called Pai Dai Lijin, then it just that's the first thing that comes up.
Oh, that's right. I think I have it on my little screen thing that I don't know how to work. Yeah, I got that on there somewhere. Sorry, it's on.
Yeah, I think it's.
Yeah, it's an ebook thing,
on,
right?
Yeah. Kindle. Yeah, I think it's only on Kindle.
Yeah,
there's no physical copy.
Gotcha.
You know, that book is very valuable because he really goes into the science and the testimonials, and also he has some other exercises that's not in the videos.
Oh, good.
So the Lijin, yeah. So that Lijin position
is just one position, right?
That's only 1 of 8.
Wow.
That's only 1 of 8 positions.
And it's in the ebook, so I must have that.
It's an ebook. So some of the other positions that he talks about is when you do a squat down, like, you know, those squatting toilets,
mm-hmm.
like
yep.
they have
mm-hmm.
in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the positions. Like, you should
just squat. Yeah.
Squatting. Yeah. Yeah, just like that, squatting in a very low position.
Mm-hmm.
So. That position is actually, I think Daniel Vitale says that's a good position too, because it really stretches out. Like, most people are not used to squatting down that low, and that's also one of the Pai Dai Lijin positions.
Mm-hmm.
If
you look at some indigenous people, especially in Africa, this is how they sit. This is how they just hang out all day, squat. All day long.
Hang out all day.
All day long, yeah. It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
You can do it for a long time.
China. Yeah.
What's that, in China?
Also in China, I think also in China in the olden days, that's how people used to relax and socialize. Like, that was before they imported couches and so forth.
What did he say that the squatting was especially good for, or was this stretching a more different variety of meridians?
I think it's a more variety of meridians.
Mm-hmm.
So each of the positions mm-hmm. actually works on a different, I think it works on the same meridians, but in a different way. Because if you're doing the bench stretch, right, that's a very different stretch than when you're doing that low squat.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then another one is when you recommend that when you sleep, you should sleep on a flat surface without using a pillow. So you can stretch out the neck area.
Yeah, good luck with that. good luck with that. I've often read for many, many years, if you have the just the right pillow height, and then the chiropractors want you to have your spine totally straight, so your head is not up or down with the pillow, that's the optimal thing with kind of in a fetal position. But so he says that, but wouldn't your head be lower than the spine with no pillow?
Yeah, he says that it's actually a good stretch because when you're sleeping, if you're comfortable with sleeping without a pillow, there's really no effort because you're sleeping anyway, and you're working on that, on those meridians while you're sleeping. So that's what he's saying in the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I still and sleep then, at an angle. You know, I've been doing that incline bed therapy forever.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's doing, but I like it. I've been doing it for years.
And then he also has these 3 different exercises. He has this exercise where he does the waist rotation, like just kind of doing the Elvis thing. It just looks like he's like doing this Elvis thing where he's like swing the hips. That's one of the exercises that he recommends on both sides. So you would swing counterclockwise and clockwise, swirling the weight like you're when you're using a hula hoop.
Oh yeah, I've done that for years. That's a yogic thing too. Yeah, there's a yoga.
Yeah, right.
That's right. I've done that for years. Yeah, that really loosens things up.
Yeah, and then he has these other two exercises. One is like when you stand facing the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine yourself facing the wall with your toes to the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of pasted to the wall. And what you have to do is you have to lower yourself. You have to lower your entire body so that you're in a squatting position, and then come back up to a standing position. I tried it and I couldn't do it.
What do you mean? So it's different because you're against a wall?
Yeah, because when you're against the wall, it's very hard to lower yourself to a squatting position because your knees are in the way. Right?
Oh, so you got to get flexible enough so your knees are fanned out.
Exactly.
Cool.
But you can't really fan out your knees. Like, you have to keep it in the straight position with the knees facing the wall. And then when you lower down, you have to kind of stretch out the back. Like, you'll feel a lot of tension on the back.
Oh, you mean you actually, you leave the knees forward?
Forward, yes, forward. And he has a video where he, okay. he shows this. Where he's
really? Is that possible? Is that possible?
I can't do it because I'm just a beginner. But what he recommends is if it's too hard, then what you can do is you can remove your toes a little bit further from the wall.
Right.
It becomes a lot easier. You know what I mean?
I would think you would fall backwards. No?
That's exactly what happens. He says that if you don't have enough, like what he calls
Shen Qi,
or Shen energy, you'll tend to fall backwards. In that case, what you need to do is move your toes further away from the wall.
Ah, I see.
So your knees have more space to.
That's hilarious.
Forward.
And what are you doing with your arms? Just straight down to your sides.
Straight down, yeah. So you just kind of.
Okay, John, I'm going to try it. Now I'm going to try it right now. Okay. Hold on.
Exactly.
So you can, John, you stay on. So let's see. I got a wall right over there. So the toes right up, and you're supposedly supposed to be able to go down with your toes all the way?
Oh. And then just slowly go down.
Sure.
And then with your nose, make sure that your nose is touching the wall at all times.
Sure. Good luck with that. Okay.
So he does this.
Let me get to my bare feet here. Hold on. Because I think I'd have more traction with my bare feet, right?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, correct.
So, hold on, here we go. Oh, God. All right, so I got a wall here. No, I fell down.
I know, that's what happened to me because I'm just...
I got almost all the way down, I fell backwards. I got almost all the way down,
You can try it, but you can try it again if you remove your toes, like just give it a few inches away from the wall.
Okay, here I go. All right. Few inches away from the wall. That'll be easy, I think. Few inches away from the wall. Yeah, a few inches away, it's easy.
It's much easier, yeah. It's much easier. It's still not easy because you have to keep your nose to the wall.
Yeah, I did that. Pretty easy, so I guess my year of Pai Dao Lai Jing is paid off, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think you're in great shape, Patrick.
Hey, have you ever tried this? This is a pretty cool thing. It's supposed to give you an indication of your biological age. So what you do is you just sit in the middle of the floor, right? Just sit down with your legs crossed, and you get up, and you get up without using your hands. And just get up, stand up straight, then you sit back down, and you see how many times you can do that. That'll tell you what your biological age is.
Oh, that's a fantastic exercise. It is, because you have to really have good balance, a sense of balance, not support your weight using your arms and your hands to get up.
It's pretty.
So I think what you do is you just lie down flat on the floor, like on the yoga mat, and try to get up to a standing position without using your hands.
Right,
Pretty
fun.
I think that's fantastic.
It'll tell you. And if you can't do that, well, then you just, you know, call the mortuary and make some reservations. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you have to do more Pai Dao Lai Jing.
That's right.
Yeah. And then the final position that he recommends is that imagine yourself facing away from the wall.
Yeah.
With your back facing the wall.
Yeah.
And then, like, let's say 1 foot away from the wall,
mm-hmm.
and then you just fall backwards until your back hits the wall. And, you know, that's supposed to stimulate some meridians in the back area. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, so I see. So you're just kind of falling back. Just fall back.
Just fall backwards until until your back hits the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's supposed to stimulate all of this meridians in the back because the wall is hitting, you know, the back.
Oh.
You know, not too hard, but, you know, as you fall backwards, then you feel that impact, and that's the third exercise.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, we got some more things to play with here. Good job, John.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, John, you're going to be a podologing expert, John.
Exactly. So I think I highly recommend reading the podologing self-healing book. So maybe that would help your listener. So, you know, this is not something that will help heal right away, but I think over time, if you continue with that, you know, stimulating the meridians, it can help the condition.
Yeah. It's like having an acupuncture treatment at home for no cost.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that's the whole point of the book is that, you know, he has tried a lot of acupuncture, acupressure, but you really need a professional to help you administer those techniques. But with Padai Le Jing, what's nice about it is everything can be self-administered, and it can be as effective as going to a professional.
Yeah. Good job, John. Good job. What are you going to do this weekend fun? Anything?
I don't know. Maybe go dancing.
Oh, boy. There you go.
Right. I think, yeah.
Well, it's always fun talking to you, John. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for your ongoing support.
Yeah, it's a good time. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, see you soon.
Appreciate your show. Bye. Thank you.
That's great. Hey, he's great. Lynn says that probiotics containing Lactobacillus rhamnosus. I'll do that again. Lactobacillus, we know that one. rhamnosus gg have been shown to help skin conditions. Oh, can also apply a yogurt face mask. Whoa, there you go. Lactobacillus, rhamnosus, GG. That might be fun for you, John, if you still got that eczema going on. And do a little, ferment that in yogurt and slap that all over your face. We can do that for a lady who... So we had a lot of... See, she just emailed in with eczema, and man, she got more ideas. Adam Bergstrom says that eczema is invariably caused by stress. Hypnotists routinely give people temporary eczema, going so far as to spell words with it only on body parts, making it appear and disappear at specific hours. Well, yeah, and I think that's a great way to kind of wrap up. We use the term stress, and I'm really looking at this idea very, very carefully this lifetime in my whole explanation of soul, mind, body, spiritual thing. And it's so fascinating. And really stress for me, if I could explain it, what my experience with it is, simply soul in a body not happy or content and quiet and peaceful in the moment in their body. That's it. You know, it's the be here now thing. It's, you know, the whole Ram Dass's book, Be Here Now, of 1970s, and The Power of Now, and Eckhart Tolle, and all these people doing the now thing. I mean, that's what they're getting at. Every moment, we have an opportunity to just be in that moment and experience whatever we're experiencing. and things come up, try to do it the best we can and without getting freaked. And but most humans, and we've all spent our lifetimes doing this, we're in our heads thinking about the past, thinking about the future, and it's stressful on the body. We don't think it is, we don't know it is, because we've not been taught, but it is. It just is. It's stressful on the body. I know, it's crazy. It's like, how is that possible? Well, because we are spiritual beings, and the only way we can learn that we are is to have silly things happen to our body. So we go, well, I wonder how that's going. So that's, I know that's what's going on, that all these things are just wake-up calls so we can get to the point where we just, you know, don't worry, be happy all the time. It's kind of tough. I mean, it's challenging, but it's really fun. And things will pop up too, boy. As soon as you go about 2 hours, wow, man, the last 2 hours just ride. Somebody will call and give you. It's always another test, you know. Always another test, right? It's not a thing that is a standard or a solid position. Right? You don't land on the cloud and say, "Okay, I'm here." No, it's an ongoing, ever fluid kind of situation where we have the opportunity to either react to our outside world in a competitive or a negative, or, you know, these words are difficult, or a competing way, or not, or eat away at ourselves. All the self-talk about this is good, this is not, should I do this? Oh, I shouldn't have done that. That's all very hard on the body. That's called stress. There's a million different ways you can analyze and look at stress. But trust me when I tell you that every one of these moments that we believe this is what this is real, it is the body, it knows it, because it's all one thing. It's all one mind-body glob, and it's just the way it works. And God set it up like that. We set it up like that so we can learn who we are. That's stress. That's my idea of stress in the October 27, 2017. But what do I know? All right, kids, I love you all very much. I'm out of here. We're going to go outside, Doodle and I, and it's really beautiful out. I think about 80 degrees, and we're going to go sit in the sun for a while, come back, and then figure out what we have to do here on the radio show. We have a lot of great guests for you next week, so come by. We appreciate your ongoing support. As I said, we're going to be ordering sulfur here probably in the next 20 minutes. If you want to get on this order, we can take care of you. But otherwise, we'll just see you. We'll just see you Monday, 9 o'clock. We'll talk with a lady in Europe about emotions and the teeth. Believe it or not,
it's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know there's a truth in your eyes, saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd.
You say it best when you say nothing at all.